This is KUT. Everything's in place for a May 7th vote on rules governing ride-hailing companies, such as Uber and Lyft. But which set of rules will drivers be living under until then? The answer gets a little complicated. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains.
When I start to map out which Uber and Lyft rules will be in effect until the public vote in May, I'm reminded of a clip from Doctor Who, and this guy from a fictional planet named Tivoli.
Yes, the most invaded planet in the galaxy. Our anthem is called Glory to insert name here.
So, which rules will Austin residents pledge allegiance to in the coming months? Let's start with the present day. We're currently under the rule of what some council members are calling the Leffingwell rules.
Good morning, I'm Austin Mayor Lee Leffingwell. We'll begin today with the...
These rules passed by the previous council went into effect in October 2014. Under current authority, many rules companies such as Uber and Lyft had self-imposed have been codified, like running background checks on all drivers. Our current law also requires monthly data reports from these companies. But come February 28th, Austin ushers in the rule of the December ordinance. Passed, well, in December. Here's Councilmember Ann Kitchen.
The framework with regards to fingerprints sets benchmarks that work towards the goal of fingerprinting for all drivers and disincentives for not reaching these goals.
But that first fingerprint benchmark doesn't kick in until May 1st, 6 days before the public votes yay or nay on new rules submitted by petition. Plus, those disincentives Kitchen mentioned, council has yet to specify them. But there are parts of the December ordinance that do become real on February 28th, including trade dress and a fee requirement. All Uber and Lyft drivers must display emblems on their cars, so you know you're getting in the right car. Plus, the companies must pay a yearly fee, calculated by various measures, but adding up to no more than 2% of the company's annual Austin earnings. So, to sum up, right now, we're under Leffingwell rule. Come February 28th, we'll be under December ordinance rule. Come May 7th, that's up to you, voter. You'll have the chance to accept rules submitted by Uber and Lyft or continue life under the stricter, fingerprint-heavy December ordinance. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.